This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number three, you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind, whether it be plastic bags and straws and one-time use packaging or
pineapple pizza,
air quality of San Francisco, or it can be pineapples delivered over the internet onto your pizza somehow through a replicator device.
Right.
855-450-FREE.
Well, that'll be the day, right? When you can start 3D printing food.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
We're going to have artificial meat, like lab-grown meat in stores, hopefully this year and next year. I can't wait to try that.
Oh, yeah, I've heard stories about that stuff.
Yeah. Franken meat.
Where some of the fake meat will actually bleed.
Yeah. We should have like one week where we just talk about all like the craziest technology that's coming out. Like one episode where we just devote it to all like the craziest top of the line.
Okay, well, how about...
Because there's some stuff out there that's just like...
How about next Thursday? How about we do that? We agree tonight that our show prep will be the three wackiest science crazy stories things that could come down. Yep, for it, Heather.
I'm ready.
We're down. Daryl will bring in something
our investigative research.
We'll do that. We'll have like all these fun stories. Daryl will bring in something about voter access.
Like we're talking right here about politics. Meanwhile, there's like these scientists in labs and like rocket scientists that are just like putting together things beyond our imagination.
Right. And the mundane. How do I grow a hamburger in a test tube?
It'd be nice to kind of get up to par on, like, with the latest breaking science and technology.
Well, Daryl, you up for it? Or are you going to bring in voter access stories
again? If you know some kind of story about some technology, bring it in.
Yeah. We are.
But we're not science and technology shows, so we're not going to focus on science and technology unless there's an issue about it.
Can we be about that just for one night, Daryl? Can we
have the Liberty Radio Network? There's no borders to what we can talk about.
Can we have the liberty to talk about crazy, wacky science stuff?
Like I said, if you know a story about something, bring it in, but otherwise just in the middle of while we're talking about something, instead of utility, let's talk about... science,
right? No.
What about science? Well, science is a thing. Like, that's not a discussion. Yes, science is a thing.
I think you'll
You
be.
Know what we're talking about, Darryl.
So
I hope. Chris, maybe.
Let's get back to this article that we started, the broadband
So we popped around here. Basically, the broadband industry, on one hand, has been told by the federal government that they must provide high speed, whatever high speed happens to mean to the U.S. government, to every man, woman, and child, a chicken in every pot, and we're going to do that. It's sort of the modern version of
work. Not necessarily that you have to provide it. You have to make it available.
Make it available, and we are not going to tell you exactly what high speed really is, or if we do tell you that, it's going to change over time.
Well, but you have to... internet is kind of like pornography. You know it when you see it.
It's disgusting. No, it's not.
I know that my provider claims that they provide high-speed internet. And for those of you who are not driving, if you are driving, please turn down your radio while I tell you that my ISP says that 7 megabit down and 768K is high-speed.
That doesn't sound high at all.
No, not when
I think somebody must be high to tell you that that is high-speed internet.
That is my only option that I have where I live. But this article continues, and, you know, it's basically they're arguing that they need to be treated like a utility, unlike what they said when net neutrality was a thing.
Right.
They say we need to be treated like a utility in the sense that you need to give us money so we can do what you want us to do. To make their point, U.S. Telecom and NTCA commissioned a report titled, quote, Rural Broadband Economics, a Review of Rural Subsidies, unquote, The, quote, cost per user of building networks in sparsely populated areas led to, quote, unsustainable business models to provide network services, unquote. The U.S. Telecom NTCA report says the report was written for U.S. Telecom and NTCA by telecom consulting firm CostQuest Associates. So here we have the lobbyists and the telecom industry telling us that this is the reality. And it pretty much is. In this respect, there are similarities between networks and communications, electric power, roads, natural gas distribution, water distribution, and sewer networks. By the very nature of network economics, each industry exhibits economies of density, and each reaches a point at which unsubsidized provision of service in low-density areas is not viable. The report goes on to describe, quote, the importance of subsidies to networks in low-density areas, unquote, for essential services including electricity, roads, networks, natural gas, water distribution, waste disposal, and broadband. What that basically means is if the company doesn't feel like there are enough people where you live to get broadband, then we have to go to the government so everybody can pay for you to have the opportunity to have broadband.
Now, Chris, you used to live in Pennsylvania.
I did.
And you were not in one of the majorly populated areas, correct?
No, but I was in an area that at least I had my choice of ISPs. Like, I could get
a cable modem, or DSL. Because they're trying to say here that internet service is basically the same thing as water and waste disposal. So basically,
right.
Sewage.
Right.
Did you have a septic, or were you connected to the sewer?
Where I lived, I was connected to the municipal sewer.
Did you have municipal water, or did you have a pump?
I had a well.
So one of your things was not provided by some government entity.
Correct. And
you were able to survive.
Yes. Yes. And where I live now, I pump my own well water. I have, by the government standards, and we've been talking about what high-speed internet really is, the government, I believe, where did I just say, nearly 31% of 43.6 million Americans in rural areas do not have access to home internet service with speeds of at least 25 megabits down and 3 megabits up. Like I said,
you're nowhere near that.
I'm nowhere near that. I'm about a third of that. You know, I'm 7 down and about a meg up. So
yeah.
Almost exactly one third. The U.S. Telecom NTCA report argues that ISPs need more money from Americans, saying the government could boost subsidies to provide private firms to, quote, access to low-cost infrastructure, low-interest loans, loan guarantees, upfront payments, ongoing payments, and other mechanisms, unquote.
So, basically, to translate, we need you, person that's not our customer,
right,
to pay because we can't ask our customers to pay because then the customers wouldn't get our service because our service would cost too much.
That is correct. And they're not asking, they're not even bringing up the customer. They're just saying you, the government, because you collect all the money from everybody, you need to give us this money regardless of where we need to use it.
But when they're saying, federal government, we need you to give us money, translation, we need you to steal money from Heather to give money to some company in rural Idaho so that they can run a cable down to the one guy at the end of the street.
They're also saying that this they don't bring up anything about any limits on how much carriers can charge consumers. The report states that the rate of return regulation would be, quote, unsustainable in modern competitive communications markets. The report says only three options or some combination thereof are possible in such low-density areas. One, prices are higher in low-density areas to reflect higher costs. Two, service is not offered in low-density areas since demand is insufficient to cover the higher costs. And or three, the higher costs of providing service are subsidized, at least partially. The public and the FCC are disinclined.
Disinclined to accept higher prices
in rural areas, which often have lower incomes. there's remaining choices between subsidizing broadband by some other method or leaving the most rural areas of the U.S. without broadband service.
And we'll continue with this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. And we'll get back into the story about the broadband companies, the internet service providers, that on the one hand are saying, government, please don't regulate us like a utility, whilst simultaneously saying, please, government, treat us like a utility.
Subsidize us like a utility.
Give us money because we like money. I like money. I can't believe you like money, too. We should hang out.
Right.
Now, let's talk about a different type of money, Chris, and one that I know you use quite frequently, and that would be cryptocurrency.
Do.
And let's talk about a way that you can wind up helping other people get introduced to cryptocurrency. Talk about CryptoTip.org. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to a service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of the cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you have decided to put on the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get the tip refunded to you after a set period of time, again, that you specify. I think the default is 1 month, but you can do 1, 3, 6, and 12 months, I believe. And again, you get that money back if they don't claim it. And if they do claim it, you get an email letting you know. Create as many as you want. CryptoTip.org. CryptoTip.org. Now with Dash and Bitcoin Cash, BCH.
And I tell you, we do this around the Keene, New Hampshire area. A number of people use the CryptoTip or other programs in the past that have been similar to it, but they aren't doing as well as CryptoTip does.
Right.
But it's amazing that, you know, we'll get, like, I'll get a little update from somebody saying, hey, do you remember that waitress at a certain restaurant? She just cashed in her CryptoTip. And
nice.
So that means she's downloaded a wallet, and she's now using cryptocurrency, or at least has some cryptocurrency.
Right.
And we it's kind of cool. It's sort of a little win. You brought one other person over from the idea that only states can offer money.
Right.
And realize that this is just something that we can do on our own. So anyway, we've been talking
now,
ISPs.
Could you wind up creating your own internet service provider?
Sure. Now, I could not afford to jump through all the regulatory hoops.
So basically, you could not.
Right, but there are a lot of people out there that will do their own pirate versions. That's one way, and that means that somebody is basically violating the terms and services of their real internet service provider.
Right.
And then setting up some sort of typically a wireless network.
Wireless hotspot sort of thing.
Sometimes, but I've seen some more advanced ones where guys will set up, you know, some pretty expensive equipment that basically can beam internet wirelessly over miles to people's homes. And, you know,
is that the Li-Fi?
There's a couple different brands. There's a
I think that's one of the things that I heard about.
There's an enterprise version, enterprise solution for wireless called Ubiquiti, and that's really common because the equipment is relatively low cost. So if somebody has access to a mountaintop or they've got an old TV tower or, you know, attached to their house or something like that, you might be able to, you know, set up a deal with your neighbors and you can become their internet service provider. There's stuff like that, but the newer things that I think we're going to see more of are going to be mesh networks. Where, you know, my house talks to Daryl's house, which happens to be in between, you know, Heather's house, and through all this we could all have internet, and then it becomes much grayer. So, and I've also seen things that are based on blockchain technology, ideas that we can put these sorts of things in a real decentralized yet trackable and profitable method using blockchain.
But wouldn't a blockchain still require you to have some connection to the internet?
Possibly, but that can be provided anywhere in that chain. You know, anywhere in the mesh of a network if there were a connection to the internet. And that's usually how it could go. But, you know, again, blockchains, excuse me, blockchains aren't necessarily dependent on internet access. You can do a blockchain-type technology using pen and paper. It just takes you a really long time to do it.
Well, that's not when 99.99999% of people talk about blockchain. They're not talking about some guy sitting down ciphering code on paper.
Right, but the truth is that there is no technical requirement for this has to be done over the internet. Even if it didn't, let's say I created my own.
Let's talk about file sharing through a blockchain, which is something that I've heard people mention.
Right.
You can't file share on a blockchain with a pen and paper.
True. But I could verify whether blocks are useful or not. And we're not talking about that. We're just talking about...
But to share the file, you would need access to the internet, correct?
No. I would need access from the share-e, say the share-er to the share-e. And that doesn't require an internet, Daryl. If I established a completely off-the-internet connection between Heather, me, and you, we could send email back and forth. We could send instant messages.
All right.
We could send files.
The three of us could communicate, but that doesn't mean that the guy across the street could communicate with us unless we're on his connection, but he's not part of our mesh.
Right. But the more the mesh grows, the more resilient it is, because now if Heather drops out and you and I are trying to communicate, that's okay. We could go through Mark. You know, and there's a resiliency to that. And if any one of us, and if we're talking about mesh...
And like I realize that a mesh does not have to be on the internet, but
right.
People that are part of a mesh want to communicate with somebody on the other side of the world, those parties need to be on the internet at some point, correct?
Or need to have access to internet, most likely. Now, I'll tell you another thing that I do, Daryl. This is a fun one. I send email without being connected to the internet. And I do this... Not all the time, but usually about every 3 or 4 months, I'll get the yearning to hook up my ham radio. And I will go online. I will run a couple different specific programs. I'll tune into some frequencies. I'll find an online station, a station that has internet access, and I will use radio waves to send email. And usually it's nothing more than sending myself a short message to a Gmail address.
So now it sounds like you're talking about some sort of like hobbyist thing that a very small handful of people are ever going to be able to do. This is not a scalable solution to internet service providers getting handouts from some government somewhere.
Right. The point being
I've got a buddy that also does this thing and I can send him a meme.
Sure. But there's, again, we're talking about technologies, and technologies always improve and always, I guarantee you, in the next 10 years, we're going to find out more about what mesh networks are capable of and what a decentralized internet may look like. I think there are a lot of people that are really fed up with the idea of going on, quote-unquote, the internet means I'm going through Google, Facebook, Apple, or a couple other large companies that very likely have a financial interest in what I do and may have a financial interest in staying on the government's best side.
And I think there's more from this Ars Technica article that we need to get into.
Are we? We will.
I hope we do, because I'm getting lost talking about mesh network wire hams. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
People would say, oh, but you appointed Jeff Sessions. I said, I did.
President Trump goes after Attorney General Jeff Sessions during a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends. He tells co-host Ainsley Earhart, Sessions has not taken control of the Justice Department.
But I really feel, as long as this is going out, I don't have to do this, but I will stay uninvolved, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
In other news, ISIS claims its leader still alive. The terrorists releasing an audio recording, reportedly the voice of radical Muslim leader al-Baghdadi. Now, some thought he was killed in a drone strike, but his body never found. The voice on the tape calls on terrorists to attack the West. The tape runs almost an hour and asks followers to use cars, trucks, and knives to carry out terrorist attacks and kill non-believers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us, or you can watch us. Yeah, there are some people that they just like to watch. You can head over to twitch.lrn.fm, and it's not just this show. It's also the Call to Freedom that is on Monday through Fridays from 4 to 7 p.m. that happens just before Free Talk Live. You can watch that on the Twitch. And coming back, I believe, this Saturday, Questioning Authority happening after Free Talk Live will also be on the Twitch, and occasionally one of the hosts will play some video games. That's generally Ian, and he says he's not done that in quite a while, but, you know, various stuff there. Twitch.lrn.fm. Been talking about, off and on throughout the night, the internet service providers that on the one hand are saying, please, government, don't regulate us like utilities, whilst simultaneously saying, please, government, regulate us like utilities and give us money because utilities get money. And we've been trying to come up with alternatives to internet service providers. And Chris, you threw out some ideas that sound like they might be good for hobbyists, but not going to really scale. And it's not something that, you know, grandma would be able to easily use.
Right. And that's absolutely correct, Daryl. I talked about using ham radio as a alternate to the internet, which I can do. But I will remind everybody that when the radio, the AM radio came out, not everybody could use that. When the earliest telephones came out, not everybody could use them. When the first cars came out, it was beyond the grasp of anybody who had gone through life never riding anything more complicated than a horse. So all these technologies, you know, while they sound far-fetched, they're all things that are going to become available to the...
But ham radio has been around for, you know, like 120 years.
Sure. And there are... But the thing is I can teach any kid in a matter of minutes how to talk on ham radio. Easy. Piece of cake. How to connect to the ham... How to find somebody else within your network to send email and things like that. That's definitely more complicated stuff. But where that stuff's at today, that the ability to do that's been around for 15, 20 years.
And technically, using ham radio requires an FCC license.
Technically. So there are a lot of people that, and I am a licensed operator just because I want to be able to play around and not get chased down by other ham radio operators.
I'm guessing that the ham radio operator license, not cheap?
Very cheap.
Really?
Yes, as in free.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so
generally, government licenses require, you know, like hundreds or thousands of hours of classroom, and then you got to pass a test,
right,
and then pay a lot of money.
Yeah, well, this is one of those areas that it's not quite like that. To be an amateur radio operator, to get
Have you ever held a government license, Daryl?
You got a driver's license?
Driver's license. I've had concealed carry permits.
Sure.
I used to have FBI background checks for working at an airline.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I have gone through government licensing on various things.
The amateur...
What about you? Just curious.
Jesus. Yeah, I was...
Chris is the FEMA guy for his town. Of course he's got government
license. No more. I gave that up. But I was in the military, and I had a lot of security clearances. But as far as an FCC license to operate amateur radio equipment, it's no cost,
okay,
number one. And the only cost you'll have in going for your license will be with your local club, who usually is the one who will provide the testing.
Okay.
So the government looks to ham radio clubs to provide their testing. They don't actually maintain their own testers. They don't even write the tests and things like that. They rely on the hams to do that, too.
Wow. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hi. Well, a couple of things. I was going to raise, I don't know if you're familiar with the huge bankruptcies that are happening in radio right now, but a lot of frequencies are going to be up, like, in 5 minutes if people have got their wits about them. You remember Clear Channel? They used to have 1,200 stations.
They recently changed their name to iHeartMedia.
Right.
And I do know that they've been selling some of their properties. They're going through some kind of bankruptcy right now, I believe.
Huge bankruptcy. Massive bankruptcy. They were, I was saying, 1,200 stations, and they managed another 800. So they had basically 2,000 stations. And they were sapping all of the little towns all across America. You know, any laundromat or grocery, corner grocery or, you know, tire repair shop or anything like that tried to buy an ad on the radio station. They had to contact a national, you know, ad buy and have to compete against Pepsi-Cola ads, you know, for a local ad in their small town.
Right.
And so they basically made a colony out of the local economics. That money never got recycled in that local town anymore. You know, every time that laundromat tried to run an ad, it got sucked to, where was there, San Antonio, I think.
Yeah.
And so, let's see, then there's, it did change to iHeart, and there's still $20 billion in bankruptcy. And so, technically, we the people own the airwaves. And the FCC is supposed to measure them out. And the old laws, the original laws were that one company could not own more than three stations nationwide. And under Bill Clinton, it got raised to eight. And then George Bush jammed and became Clear Channel. You know, it, sky's the limit kind of thing. Now, these
Clear Channel existed as a company prior to the Bush administration. And it used to be you couldn't own more than... Three in a single market, but you can own
three
more.
Nationwide. Three nationwide. And now you can have eight in a single market.
Okay.
No, it was three in nationwide. I think there were, trying to think, here in San Francisco, we had KPIX was NBC, and I'm trying to think if they had a radio station, too. And so they had two in one market, but I think that was all they had. Well, they had one in New York City, too, I believe. But, yeah, the three were usually pretty spread far and wide. But that was the first time I knew where they had a radio station and a TV. But, yeah, three frequencies. And so we the people own the frequency.
Now, if you That's what they like to tell you.
Sure. Well, we the people own the frequencies, but they,
Do
have,
we?
But they have the equipment. Now, if you can prove that you'll have a tower and you'll have your own mixing board and you'll have your own station location, you don't need to buy Clear Channel's get their kit. You can go at your own. And plenty of people got, they had famous old shacks in the woods, you know, where radio
yes.
stations. And what was it, King Biscuit Flower Hour was put together by, who was that famous blues guy? And he had his own radio station and just jammed out blues, you know, swamp, East Arkansas.
In the town that we live in, here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are several frequencies that are available. The FCC, about a decade ago, I believe I heard, put up a bid for one of the open frequencies. They wound up having two people that placed a bid.
Right.
And instead of drawing out of a hat one of these two names, they just said, yeah, we don't know who gets it, and they closed the bid and didn't give anybody the thing. And instead of opening about a decade ago, and instead of saying, oh, well, there's this other frequency that's also open, you both get a channel, they just shut it down. Nobody got a channel, and they're not allowing new licenses in most places. So the claim is that we own the frequencies and we can use the airwaves, but the FCC controls this and they will not let you do it without their permission, and they're not granting people permission.
Right. And my question is where does it say that we the people own the frequencies?
Oh, well, that's the we own the commons. That's standard. That's Blackstone's law and all that sort of thing. But the thing is that they, you know, they set up a station or they bought a station so that, you know, the mixing board and the sound studio and whatnot, you don't have to buy that. And you don't have to go to Clear Channel to get the frequency. You go to the FCC to get the frequency.
Right, and the FCC is not, hold the thought, Dan.
Yeah.
But the FCC is not giving new frequency licenses. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, 855-450-FREE. No guarantees that we'll be able to get to you. We do have several calls on the lines, and we'll get back to David in just a second. But I want to tell you what I'm doing in 72 days. I will be in New York City running in the New York City Marathon as a part of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to the cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. 2018 has been an extraordinary year so far for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the last 12 months than in any other year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals of the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have already been exonerated and reunited with their families so far in 2018. Your support now will help build on this incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. run.freetalklive.com. So we're going back to David calling in from San Francisco, and we've been talking largely about internet service providers and various other means of getting on the internet, which led to a discussion about the possible use of, say, radio frequencies or expired television frequencies that the federal government told all of the TV companies you have to go digital and then get rid of the old analog. And David, you were saying that it's easy to start up a radio station. You just call the FCC and say, there's this frequency that nobody's using. I want to use it, and I've got my equipment. And you just do that because we, the people, own the airwaves. Is that basically what you were saying?
It. That's
good.
I'm gonna
take a little bit of issue with that on a couple things. Number one, and when I was looking in my constitution earlier, I could not find, what were we looking for earlier that I couldn't find?
Plastic straws.
Yeah, I couldn't. stipulate tax fraud. Right. The other thing I could find was anything that delegated that the FCC, as part of the federal government, could regulate frequencies. So I've read a number of books on this subject because I'm a geek and I read.
Did they even have frequencies back then?
Yes, frequencies always exist.
When I was 15.
Right.
Yeah,
as an amateur radio?
In my 60s now. So yeah, I've been messing with radios. I had a third class radio telegraph with broadcast endorsement. And,
nice. That's old school stuff.
Third class, I guess it was.
Now it's much easier. You don't even have to learn Morse code anymore.
Clear Channel and Cumulus are going bankrupt because they have people who are so irresponsible. Like, you look at Rush Limbaugh. That guy is still he's hogging all of this money from all over the country. He's hogging all this airtime, and he's a known liar.
So?
And he's like, well,
so what?
Because he doesn't have a radio broadcast endorsement.
Well, no. What he has is an entertaining show to some people, not to me. I don't listen to him.
Well, entertainment there. Out here in San Francisco, we had an entertainer tried to get a guy put in prison forever. Guy passed out, you know, he had an epileptic seizure driving across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Right.
This guy, the radio talk show host, the Noon guy, you know, he was trying to get this guy put in prison forever for having an epileptic seizure. And I called him on it, and he said, oh, I'm an entertainer, I can say whatever I want.
Well,
but he said it with such force and passion that the DA was listening to him.
Well, that's okay, because Here's the thing that oftentimes we don't like but we have to respect, is that people in the marketplace make choices. David, you make choices when you listen to our show. That means you're not listening to, say, KGO or something else. You made a choice, and somebody is going to benefit by that. If Rush Limbaugh happens to benefit because he has found a message that seems to resonate with lots of Americans and it gets lots of people to listen, which means his radio stations suddenly get lots of advertising money for doing that.
But it doesn't.
You can call it hogging all you want, but that's not hogging. That is competing in the marketplace. Go ahead.
Well, they're $20 billion in bankruptcy, and they're showing nothing but Hannity and Rush and these other jackasses. They're not making money from them.
Okay.
Is Rush boycotts. They got them locked into 20-year contracts for, and all it takes is an instant. You're fired, right? And
so the other.
They got them locked into 20-year contracts.
Okay, so they're not running their business as well. Oh, well, they go out of business, and I won't lose any sleep over it. Doesn't sound like you will either. But what I did want to take a little bit.
Hundreds of thousands of voices. In other words, every show.
What do you want? I think I would actually prefer the way this all started, and how it all started was with no FCC, nobody controlling frequencies.
Oh, that's not.
And people. And here's how it worked out. If Station A found out that they were getting interference from Station B, they pointed their antenna in a different direction.
It was never that way.
Yes, it was. And I'm going to recommend a book for you. It's called The Master Switch by a Harvard professor named Timothy Wu.
But it wasn't more than 6 months because
the FCC was created in 1934.
Right, and it was created and it was
existed long before that.
Long before that, it was created specifically with the demands and lobbying of companies like Westinghouse and RCA, who were producers of radios. What they wanted to do, not only that, but they had radio programs, and they saw this as a way to monetize that. And that's what this book is really about. It's how big companies can very easily use government to raise the bar of entry so that they don't have competition. And that's, in the end, that's what we have in radio. That's what we have in TV. We have in all these things where companies have successfully lobbied the federal government to protect them. And this is what we were talking about with ISPs.
So actually, we're coming up on 100 years, actually. The radio was, the first radio news program, anyway, was broadcast on the 31st of August in 1920.
Yeah.
So we're like 98 years.
So it took 13 years for it to get to the FCC.
Well, did you say 1934?
That's the same year Hitler was elected. And everybody was very concerned about this heavy-handed, if you're familiar with the Bund, in the Bund movement of Hitler and his backers, they were propagandizing seriously. You know, I mean, William Randolph Hearst was doing his Walter Winchell junk, and there was some really nasty propaganda, very similar to today in a lot of ways. And, you know, the idea of, you know, out here in San Francisco, I mean, they were killing immigrants. It was not pretty at all. And there were some hellish bigots out here. And the idea that radio could be used to stir up a mob. And so, I mean, every king was putting a control over the radio, much less, you know,
right,
democracies, too.
But do you agree that we should? Should our should the regulatory...
Well, that's the difference between an entertainer and somebody that's licensed.
Is that not subjective?
Well, when I sat behind the mic, I pledged that I was not going to stir up a mob. Right? Rush
sure.
Limbaugh, on the other hand, has an entertainer... like he has a he rents the time, and the guy sitting behind the microphone is signing off on his authenticity.
So hold on, I've got a question for you, Dave. I've got a question for you, and then I do want to try getting to another caller real quick. You keep mentioning something about you know, licensed professionals on the radio. Do you think that everybody on the radio should have to get an FCC license, or do you think that it was a good thing that in the 90s they wound up rescinding that?
I started in a major market. I was in St. Louis when I got my... I was 15.
That wasn't my question. My question is, do you think that everybody that speaks through a microphone on the radio should have to get a license from the FCC, or do you think it was a good thing that the FCC got rid of that regulation in the mid-1990s?
Is that a yes or no?
Well, I've worked in college radio, and I've worked in...
To yes or no.
Not the question.
To yes or no.
We were number three market.
Is that a
not
yes
the
or
question,
no?
David. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Joe calling in from Maryland. Joe, thank you for waiting patiently. Go ahead with your thoughts. You've got 30
yeah,
seconds.
What? Oh, that was some boring radio. I'm sorry. I'm in Maryland, the belly of the beast here. And I'm going to the state fair tomorrow, and there's usually a libertarian booth. And I'm thinking about joining the party because of Tom Woods and his effort to make change. And I'm wondering what kind of questions I should ask these people to maybe wake them up or try to stir things up a little bit.
I don't know who you're wanting to wake up, but we're out of time for tonight. Just don't be an a-hole. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.